Dear friends, greetings to everybody. This is Birth of a New Earth Radio. My name is Janice Barcello, and I am going to be talking with you again this week about the upcoming April 8th solar eclipse. It's a full eclipse for people in the United States and elsewhere, but the United States in particular is, I believe, about to get hit in a very, very serious way. So I want to share a couple of things that came in over the past week since the last time I spoke to you about the April 8th event. What I've learned since then is that, and I want to thank Renate Senums, I think that's her name, for putting out this Substack called X Marks the Spot. It looks like this upcoming eclipse is going to be the catalyst for the next American sacrifice. Okay, so we do know that they have a plan to sacrifice two-thirds of the American people. They're expecting two-thirds of the American population to be gone by next year. That's something we all have been in, you know, we've been in aware of this information since 2014. I just don't think people have taken it seriously. But these creatures are serious about their desire to destroy the majority of mankind on Earth. And the United States in particular is right now a very serious target with this upcoming eclipse. The reason for this is manyfold. The eclipse may or may not be natural. Maybe it's a hologram. I really don't know. But I do think this month in particular was geared for massive spiritual awakening. And that's part of God's plan. That's part of God's design. So they seem to be introducing whatever they can to prevent that from happening. So I want to show you what Renate had shared is that in August of 2017, there was a total solar eclipse that crossed the United States from the West Coast to the East Coast. As you can see on the screen, if you're watching in video, I'm sorry if you're only listening to the MP3, but this coming eclipse forms an X with the eclipse that happened in 2017. And it looks to me as if the X is directly over Western Tennessee area. And everything along these lines marking the X is about to take a shake, okay? Things are going to happen unless we have the power to neutralize what they're planning to do. But frankly, I don't think we do because people have not been willing to let go of their devices. And so they are contributing to the fulfillment of what these creatures are about to do. In any event, I want to show you that Just last week, or March 15th, 2 weeks ago, there was a lightning storm, what they call a lightning storm, directly along the path of the upcoming solar eclipse. And there were 16,000 lightning bolts from western New York to northeast Texas, crossing over 1,200 miles. Now, my friends, this is not natural. Okay, this is a function of their technology. We know that they are creating storms, they're steering storms, they're activating storms, they're increasing the rage inside the storms. This lightning crossed the very same path. Here, I'll show it to you this way. The very same path as the upcoming eclipse indicates to me that they're doing something with the ionosphere through with their grid to prepare for the frequencies that they're about to use to hit this country. Okay? It's very, very serious. Coming back to Renate's article, she points out something that I cannot confirm, but she says the 2017 and the 2024 eclipses are linked by a span of 6 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, and 6 days, touching down through cities named Salem, that was in 2017, and in 2024, they're going to be touching down in cities named Nineveh. These are biblical place names. The Bible is their, it's their history, and it's also their plan for the future. So all of this is connected. The other interesting thing that Renate points out is that on April 8th, during the solar eclipse, NASA is claiming that there is an explosive devil comet expected to return for the first time in 71 years. Now, I watched a video yesterday that pointed out that this comet, they actually changed its name. I guess it was under a different name 71 years ago, but now they're calling it an explosive devil comet. So that should kind of get people a little bit concerned that maybe, just maybe, something big is about to happen. Something's going to pass by the Earth. Okay, Renate thinks there will be a deployment of a biological weapon. What really nobody is talking about is that the biological weapon is the wireless grid. That's what it is, the satellites. Okay, all of this is going to be combined to activate something serious. When we get to the end of this PowerPoint, you're going to see they're going to be activating quite a lot of things for this event. So Renate points out, as I did last week, there's extensive preparation by agencies, law enforcement, hospitals, even schools are shutting down, okay? And they're especially focusing on a biological attack scenario. Hospitals are preparing for biological terrorism attacks. The FBI is involved. Emergency management agencies have been preparing for 2 years. For 2 years, which indicates to me they are all in on it. And we know they are all in on it from what they did throughout the whole COVID pandemic. Okay, they're going to claim a biological attack took place. You know, everybody's going to get sick from the radiation, but they're going to call it a virus. You know the story. Nope, most people are going to remain in denial about it. Can't possibly be the radiation. I don't feel it. I'm fine. Just wait. Okay, the other thing Renate points out is that in 1981, or maybe it was 1881, and I typed that wrong, a 1,700-mile crack across America was discovered. This crack, which is seen in blue on the screen, okay, intersects with the Madrid fault line, which is represented by the black line. Now, these two lines, the blue line and the black line, crisscross along the same path as the upcoming April 8th eclipse and also the eclipse that took place in 2017. Okay, so think about earthquakes. Think about their ability to trigger earthquakes with their technologies, in addition to everything else they're going to be doing. So in Oklahoma, there's been a statewide eclipse preparation. It says here multiple state, county, and city agencies have been preparing for months for this upcoming eclipse. Okay, and I pointed out last time I spoke to you that there are in Oklahoma 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear unit on standby during this upcoming eclipse. Residents are urged to have 1 to 2 weeks of food and fill their gas tanks. So what are they expecting? This has never, ever happened during an eclipse before. So these people know what's coming. They know what's planned. It's good that they're trying to warn people to get food, get gas, get water, okay? Get prepared, friends, because I do believe something very serious is about to go down. So, all right, here's where the information is about the members of the chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear unit. They're going to be housed in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. There'll be highway patrol troopers, first responders, they'll be housed in the National Guard Armory. All right, state troopers will be scattered throughout the county. You get the point. Yep. Here's another article saying that tourism and community leaders in the path of totality from Texas to Maine have trucked in extra fuel, porta potties, and urged residents and visitors to be prepared. Some counties have issued disaster declarations to get extra help with policing and other aid, similar to the aftermath of severe storms. Okay, in Oklahoma, the National Guard is being called out. The article goes on to say, because of expected heavy traffic and other disruptions, hundreds of schools are closing or switching to remote learning in states including Texas, Indiana, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, and Vermont. Pretty serious lineup of different states, all preparing for what's about to come. Here's a little ditty that says cell phones might not work. Hooray! Hooray! I cannot wait, friends. Sorry to be so angry about it, but it is because mankind has been so, I don't know the right word to use, insolent, disrespectful to the Creator's world by continuing to use these devices, knowing full well that they are hurting life, not just themselves, every single thing around them. So unfortunately, when the Creator sees that mankind has been warned multiple times for at least the last 10 years about the extreme danger of these devices, okay, and mankind has refused to listen, to wake up, to stop using these devices, well, it looks like, friends, these people are causing a situation where mankind is going to learn the hard way that you do not violate the natural order of creation in this way without experiencing severe consequences. This is not God punishing people. That's not how the Creator operates. This is a natural outcome of the violation of natural order. There are always consequences, and this one's going to be severe. Okay, so the article says cell phones might not work. In Central Texas, emergency officials are recommending a solar eclipse survival bag. Isn't that an interesting term? Stocked with items including a mobile phone and charger. Oh, however, the bag should contain a hard copy of maps and a compass. Preparing to go old school to figure out where to go. Okay? The reminder is to bring a fully charged phone, but expect possible jammed signals. Write down key phone numbers and put it in your solar eclipse survival bag, just in case. Stock up on fuel and food. Don't wait until the last minute to buy groceries. Do it now. Make sure your vehicles are tanked up, that you have sufficient grocery supplies, that your prescriptions are filled, and that you are stocked up on provisions for any animals in your care. Fully charge your electric vehicles. I wouldn't bother. I don't know what I would do, but I wouldn't ever get in an electric vehicle, especially on April 8th. The chances that it will blow up are very high based on what I'm seeing, okay? It's not a good idea. Stock up, get ready, prepare to hunker down, folks. This is what they're saying. Somebody who runs a food market in Pennsylvania is ordering extra milk, eggs, water, and batteries in preparation. So all of these things are good ideas. You know, get your flashlights ready. Get your heating sources ready. Okay, propane heaters, propane camping stoves, maybe outdoor solar showers. You're not going to have hot water. You may not have any water coming into your house, depending on whether the water coming into your house is based on electric, because I do believe we're going to lose electric probably for about 10 days is what I'm getting right now. And I do believe the wireless grid will be dealt a fatal blow, and it will never come back up. And everybody has had a chance to get wired internet. People say, nope, not going to do it. I'm going to keep my Wi-Fi. Oh, well. In Ohio, Governor DeWine signs an executive order in preparation for the eclipse. All state departments and agencies are to be ready and prepared to ensure the health and safety of all Ohioans and visitors during and after the eclipse. They have been preparing for this event for several years to ensure this once-in-a-lifetime event can be safe and memorable for all. So here is the 2017 eclipse. The path of the eclipse crossed over seven U.S. locations named Salem: Salem, Oregon, Salem, Idaho, Salem, Wyoming, Salem, Nebraska, Salem, Missouri, Salem, Kentucky, Salem, South Carolina. Salem, according to this article, is short for Jerusalem. And that is why so many early Americans choose that name for their communities, because they're all controlled by Jewish religion. That's why. Okay. The path of the April 8th eclipse will cross over seven U.S. locations named Nineveh. One in Texas, one in Missouri, one in Indiana, one in Ohio, one in Pennsylvania, one in Virginia, and one in New York. Somebody wrote that in the Bible, the Bar Segal eclipse happened at the same time Jonah was in Nineveh, warning the population that the city would be destroyed. I'm sure this is all just a coincidence. Not. I want to point out also from Sharon Rowan's blog. I've had Sharon Rowan on my RBN radio show a couple of times. She's a EMF refugee, somebody that let the radiation go many years ago. She pointed out, because this eclipse, I mean, this is before we realized that the eclipses were forming an X. She had pointed out in a blog some weeks ago, like, what is this X craze about? You know, there's Elon Musk with his SpaceX and turning Twitter's name into X and naming his child X292, whatever number he gave her. Okay, they're all babbling on about disease X. So clearly, this is a plan. And it has been a plan for quite some time. Now, all this babbling about disease X, again, they're going to trigger radiation sickness massively across the United States, in addition to the fact that they might blow the Madrid fault line, causing major flooding, maybe a breakage of the entire United States into two parts. We don't know how severe this is going to be. Keep in mind that X in numerology represents the number six. How magical. Sixes, of course, are linked to hexes, spells, negative spells, because a hexagon is a six-sided shape. And then here's Steve Kirsch, another Jew, talking about the Transfer X project, a clever way to modernize the transfer of authentication, value, and information. Whatever the hell he's talking about, all of these creatures are talking about the X And if you believe that that's just a coincidence and not a coincidence, then you're really not paying attention to what's been going on in the world. Let me just take a sip of my tea, folks. Hang on. So, according to an article from State of the Nation, the eclipse crosses the New Madrid fault line. The last time there was an eclipse that crossed this fault, the fault blew and was the worst quake known to American history. That was, I guess, in 1895. And you see pretty much the whole area where the eclipse is going to be coming through will be affected. Okay, Tony P has a Substack also. He's been very involved in trying to help people recover from, targeted individuals and people that are very sick from the radiation. And he's asking a very important question that I don't have the answer to. Is the eclipse a natural phenomena? I do believe it is. I believe the eclipses are natural phenomena. And I do believe that the dark side uses these major events, celestial events, to organize their own counter events to try to prevent the awakening of mankind and hold this planet in prison. In any event, Tony P points out that the eclipse is going in a straight line trajectory. And that is a really interesting point because the Creator doesn't operate in straight lines. If you look everywhere in nature, there are curves everywhere. It's not, things don't function in straight lines. Mankind comes in and puts in all these straight lines, these blunt lines, and that's not natural. So I don't know. Maybe it's a hologram. I think this is a really interesting question. I don't have the answer to it. Now, Tony P says, looking at the trajectory, does it make anyone wonder how precise this beam is? All right, so he's thinking directed energy weapon. But I'm thinking they're just simply going to activate the grid. Okay? They're going to use their satellites. They're going to use the solar systems. They're going to use the smart meters. They're going to use the towers. They're going to use the phones, the Wi-Fi routers, all of it. And they're going to use more, which I'll talk about shortly. So Tony P thinks it may be a directed energy assault. Well, we can call it a directed energy assault, but we have to understand that every single wireless device is a directed energy weapon, especially if you're using 5G, since 5G is based on beam forming, sending a beam of radiation directly to your device from the towers. It's all directed energy weapons. Wake up, people. All right, here's I had put this in my birth trauma book in 2014, this Deagle forecast. I mean, in my ultrasound book in 2018. So this Deagle forecast came out in 2017, and clearly you can see the United States at that time had a population of 327 million. And the forecast was that the population would be 100 million in 2025. That's more than two-thirds of the population gone. So the people obviously who are most in danger are going to be the jabbed, the most susceptible to these frequencies, although everyone with a device is going to be affected. Now, here I just came across this information through Bonnie and John Mitchell shared a link with me from Jason Behars, who pointed out that there's a third eclipse that happened smack in the middle of the 2017 and 2024 eclipses. This eclipse on 12/14/20 happened in South America, crossing over parts of Argentina and Chile. And the exact number of days between the 2017 eclipse and the 2020 eclipse is like a 1100, I'm sorry, 1211 days. 1211 days, and that's the exact number also between the 2020 eclipse and the 2024 eclipse, 1,211 days. So clearly there are mathematics at work. Now, I don't know if this is the Creator's mathematics. I certainly don't think the Creator is planning to destroy the United States or any other place on this earth. But I do know the dark forces are using this, because on the 2020 eclipse, this is the same exact day that they made the Pfizer vaccine available in the United States. And it was made available by the Pfizer facility in Chesterfield, Missouri, which comes, it goes right across the path of the eclipse. Okay. So Jason points out that whatever's about to happen is related to the release of the vaccine. It's related to Pfizer's release of the vaccine. So there's more evidence, okay, that whatever the people are jabbed with is going to be activated during this time. Because these are not all coincidences, my friends. The other thing that happened on that exact day of 2020, that's December 14th, 2020, is that the Electoral College confirmed that Joe Biden had won the presidency. How absolutely absurd. So this past 4 years has been instrumental in them attempting to move their great reset forward. I think they're in for a big surprise, my friends. I think this is going to backfire on them in a major way. And I really cannot wait for them to get their comeuppance. Now, here's information that came in last night. It's interesting, this whole week, you know, I've been wanting to make this video and get this ready and get this information out there, and I just couldn't get to it. My computer crashed. It didn't crash. It was actually hacked 8 days ago on a Friday night at 11:30. My computer started typing by itself. And then I turned it off and turned it back on, and I couldn't get into it because it wasn't accepting my password. So I had spent that weekend and most of this week trying to recover. I never did get my computer back. I had to go and, you know, get another computer and get everything hooked up. Okay, so it's been extremely busy in addition to trying to prepare for this event and get everything that I think I need to keep going. It has just been nonstop, insanely busy, unable to sleep because there's so many things going on in my brain about what to do and what's going to happen and, you know, how can I get this information out there and which information do I need to share, and on it goes. Okay, so I couldn't get this done before right now. And interestingly enough, last night, I get this information about NASA is planning to shoot rockets into the moon during the eclipse. Now, what they're saying these rockets are for is to study the disturbances in the ionosphere. Now, for those who don't know what the ionosphere is, it's actually a layer in the upper atmosphere that protects the Earth from the intensity of solar radiation so that we get just enough radiation from the sun for regeneration and renewal. However, this ionosphere also serves the purpose of trapping the artificial frequencies and microwaves, radio waves, microwaves, millimeter waves, get trapped inside the Earth's I'll call it an aura, for lack of a better term. Okay, the ionosphere blocks those frequencies from getting out. So they're sending rockets up to register what's going on while they're blowing everything to smithereens with their technology. Interestingly enough, these rockets were previously launched at the White Sands test facility in New Mexico during an eclipse that took place in 2023. Now, White Sands nuclear facility is the same place where it looks like millions of birds drop dead. I have this article on my radiation website, radiationdangers.com. If you go to the search and type in White Sands, you'll see the article entitled "Unprecedented: Birds Mysteriously Dropping Dead Across the Southwestern United States." The number is in the six figures. It's a very large event, hundreds of thousands and maybe even millions of dead birds. Somebody said, "I don't think I've ever seen anything so horrible in my life. A lot of these species were already in trouble and were experiencing declines. And then for this type of event to occur is devastating." The birds were seen acting strangely before their deaths. Many species that typically perch in trees or bushes were spotted hopping around on the ground. Clearly, they were unable to fly anymore. The birds often appeared dazed. Many were hit by cars because they're too slow to get out of the way, because they're disoriented, they're dizzy, they're sick from the radiation. And I'm sick that mankind has contributed to this. It enrages me that all of these innocent creatures have been murdered by us. Not just birds, okay? Insects are gone in most places right now. And nobody pays attention. Everybody's got their freaking head in their phone. You don't notice there's no more butterflies, no more bees, no more spiders, no more ladybugs, no more cicada bugs, nothing. Crickets, gone. Who cares, right? Who cares? I got my phone. That's the important thing. All right. Sorry. I just can't stand it, friends. You know, it's outrageous what we've done. Outrageous. Our willingness to attack this earth. So in any event, that was going on at White Sands. That was a couple of years ago. That article came out in 2020. The birds were dying then. There is a 5G transmitter at White Sands nuclear facility. I quickly did the research on that. So that's connected to the rockets going up to measure what's going on in the ionosphere during the eclipse. I think we're going to see some serious stuff about to happen. The other thing that they're doing, or that they're planning on doing, is turning on CERN during the eclipse. They call CERN a particle accelerator. CERN is actually an atom smashing machine. That's what it is. Atoms are the basic building blocks of manifest creation. So when you work with devices to blow them up, you're obviously creating havoc. And every single wireless device is based on this attack against atoms. The atoms work frantically to try to put themselves back together when they're hit with these kinds of machines, these atom-smashing machines. And they emit radiation in their frantic efforts to recover from the assault. And that radiation, of course, is harvested, recycled. Okay, this is what's going on. Your body's made up of atoms too, constantly having to work to try to recover from what you're doing to it by exposing it to these devices. Anyway, according to this article, with respect to CERN being turned on, the CERN team is on the hunt for what they call dark matter that they claim makes up 28% of the universe. Although they've never seen the dark matter or proven that it exists. But they're hoping that this work will give them insights into the formation of the universe and even its ultimate fate. You got to understand the Luciferian mindset. Yes, if the loving source created this universe, they want to destroy it. They are completely insane. And they hate God, and they hate us. They hate everything that is good and beautiful and seek to destroy it. And in fact, that is why they were created in the first place. That is their purpose, to destroy God's creations. That's why they spend, look at how hard they have worked over the last 20 years to create these death-wielding machines, including the CERN facility, including HARP facilities, all of these towers. Of course, our people, the ones who actually come from, the pristine bloodlines of mankind, are so stupid that we contribute to putting up the wireless grid. Our guys are up there, hooking up these transmitters. I don't know what's wrong with our people. But we're contributing to our own destruction and the destruction of life. Anyway, so at CERN, they have what's called the Large Hadron Collider. By the way, everything I'm about to say is in my ultrasound book. I wrote about this in my ultrasound book. The collider is a gigantic atom-smashing machine that is said to be able to destroy the fabric of space-time and potentially open wormholes and portals to other dimensions. All right, opening these otherworldly doors to another dimension for a very tiny lapse of time, even a very tiny lapse of time, can result in these creatures being able to peer into another dimension or to open a door to let things come into this one, which is what their plan is. There's no shortage right now of entities that have entered our world. Satanic entities. Because everybody with a wireless device has opened portals for them to come in. But they want to take it one step further, and I'll explain this to you in a minute. Okay, but the fact that they're talking about, opening portals to possibly bring something in. Okay, according to one article, it triggered fears that This could unwittingly invite unwanted visitors from other time-space dimensions. We may not want them, but the dark side wants them here. And those of us who do not croak, okay, after the April 8th event, or during the April 8th event, are going to see some stuff that we haven't seen before. We're likely to be, you know, I hope people don't go insane from what you might witness about other entities coming or being right here. So this is just huge. So they're on the lookout for dark matter, as I mentioned before. So what is dark matter? Actually, it's never been proven to exist, but they think something called the beauty quark, which is part of dark matter, can teach them more about the difference between matter and its opposite destructive twin called antimatter. That's what dark matter is. It's antimatter. It's how do we destroy the material world? Okay, when matter and antimatter touch, they annihilate each other. What excitement! We can blow up the whole world, maybe even the whole universe. Isn't that great? That we've got all these people working on the CERN facility toward this end. Now, according to these psychopaths, which I'll call Jews, the Big Bang, otherwise known as God, ought to have created both matter and antimatter in equal amounts. But sadly, there's an excess of matter. The matter that surrounds us. And this imbalance has no explanation, according to the psychopaths. Okay, what we're hearing here, for those who can't, you know, interpret what they're actually saying, okay, these creatures believe the creator, who they refer to as the Big Bang, made a mistake in bringing forth an excess, quote unquote, of matter. Okay, matter being the energy of love, beauty, goodness, okay? But according to the psychopaths, not enough antimatter, which is the energy of evil and destruction. Now, understand the minds of these creatures. This imbalance must be corrected. Okay, by A, ritually opening portals that will allow demonic energies and entities to pour into the earth. All right, this way we have more dark matter, more antimatter here, while simultaneously destroying, murdering, poisoning, mutating, annihilating, and otherwise extinguishing as many innocent living beings as possible, because these innocent beings are particles of the good. They're particles of God. They are sparks of divine light. And therefore, according to these creatures, they must be eliminated from the earth and returned back to their source in order to create, quote unquote, balance. Are you digging? Are you following? This is their thinking, okay? And they even have a term for this called Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam is a concept in Judaism that refers to various forms of action that must be taken by Jews in order to, quote unquote, repair and improve the world. In the Kabbalah, the quote unquote repair is mystical. It involves returning the sparks of divine light to their source by means of ritual performance. In other words, mass murderer, ritual sacrifice on a mass scale. The goal of Tikkun Olam, this came from Wikipedia, by the way. The goal of this repair is to separate what is holy, H-O-L-Y, from the created world. All right, the created world is the manifest world of Earth, thus depriving the physical world of its very existence. This is their repair, and causing all things to return to a world before disaster, within the Godhead, and before human sin, thus ending history. Okay, now, no rational thinking mind could conjure this kind of thought into existence other than Jews, okay? No one else would think that destroying the entire physical, the existence of the physical world, is a solution. The solution is to get these creatures off the earth, every single one of them. They have to be expelled from the earth. And mankind has to stop with the nicey nice, it's not all the Jews, you know, some of them are good. My friends, as long as these creatures are here, able to reproduce, this earth will never be safe, ever. And if you think that some of them are good, you do not understand what they are. You do not understand from where they come, from where they emanate, why they were created, what the real story of Genesis is actually about, where the Jews were created in the Anunnaki laboratory for the express purpose exactly of what they've been doing since their creation. It's all in the Bible. Everywhere they go, civilizations are brought to the ground. Everywhere they go. There is no end, and there will be no end, as long as we permit them to remain here with us. They must be expelled, and mankind has to come to that determination that we will not coexist with them, that we're not willing to coexist with them. They have to leave. And actually, this is what, you know, this is what Hitler was trying to do on a much smaller scale, simply get them out of Germany, right? Expel them from Germany. But they've been expelled from over 1,000 municipalities just over the last, whatever, 1,000 years or so, okay? Because they destroy every place they go. So expelling them from a country is not enough. They've got to be made to leave the earth. There is no other solution. And I'm hoping, seriously hoping, that this particular event will result in that. That this backfires in a major way and takes them out. Go, poof. You be the ones that have no more physical existence here. You know, go. Take your repair with you. The real repair is you, them leaving. That's the real repair. Now, we're coming to the end of this, and I just wanted, somebody sent me this Native American story of the blue Kachina and the red Kachina, and I've just taken out a portion of this because I thought it was interesting and that it may apply to what we're about to experience. So part of this story says, the purifier will show many miraculous signs in the heavens. And in this way, the people of the earth will know that the Creator is not a dream. Even those who do not feel their connection to spirit will see the face of the Creator across the sky. Things unseen will be felt very strongly. Many things will occur that will not make sense, for reality will be shifting back in and out of the dream state. This is why I say you're going to see creatures you haven't seen before. You're going to see things. It's going to be really weird for a while, friends. All right. There will be many doorways to the lower worlds that will open at this time. Things long forgotten will come back to remind us of our past creations. All living things will want to be present for this day when time ends and we enter the forever cycle of the fifth world. We will receive many warnings, allowing us to change our ways from below the earth as well as above. You see, this is me now talking, but we didn't change our ways, did we? Then one morning, in a moment, we will awaken to the red dawn. The sky will be the color of blood. Many things will then begin to happen that right now we are not sure of their exact nature, for much of reality will not be as it is now. There will be many strange beasts upon the earth in those days, some from the past and some that we have never seen. The nature of mankind will appear strange in these times when we walk between worlds, and we will house many spirits, even within our bodies. So right now, I would like to make a suggestion that you set a firm intention that you're not open to having a lot of different energies move through your body. You know, if God wants to come through and work through you, beautiful. Anything else? No, no. Be clear about that. You know, protect the sanctity of this amazing physical vessel that the Creator gave you. All right. After a time, we will again walk with our brothers from the stars and rebuild this earth, but not until the purifier has left his mark upon the universe. No living thing will go untouched here in the heavens. The way through this time, it is said, is to be found in our hearts and reuniting with our spiritual self, getting simple and returning to living with and upon the earth and in harmony with her creatures, remembering that we are the caretakers, the fire keepers of the spirit. Our relatives from the stars are coming home to see how well we have fared on our journey. With that, my friends, I really send you my love. We'll have one more show before showdown on the earth. Please take what I shared with you today seriously. Please prepare. Know that I share this not to create fear, but to create awareness, understanding, and to help whoever's meant to survive take action now, so that you will survive. If you want to talk about any of this, please email me at janicebarcello@yahoo.com. Thank you all, my friends, and God bless.